Welcome to the City's Backyard with Matt the Z-Man Zacho, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The City's Backyard starts now. We are in the backyard of Fairfield County today. We're talking to a few musicians who have gotten together to form this band called Gold Dust, and they're going to be playing a show at a barn in Easton, Connecticut, all for a great cause, to basically raise money for Homes for the Brave. And we have Vince Santilli, the CEO and executive director of Homes for the Brave, on. We have Hans Hansen, and we have John Porio. And John, I know from his days working at ESPN in the media biz. So, John, I'm going to hand it off to you. The date of the event is what? Coming up July 20. You tell me.
Yes, it's thanks, Matt, and thanks for having us on. Yes, it's July 24th. We put the event together to raise funds for Homes for the Brave. And really kind of put the band together, you know, to have fun and to use music for good. This is the first of our, you know, foray into doing good, but really happy to be able to do this for Homes for the Brave, and did a smaller event earlier this summer. And this one's coming up on the 24th.
Well, how did you meet the guys, Vincent and Hans?
Yeah, so I met Hans through the School of Rock, which a lot of people will be familiar with. They teach kind of rock music to kids and adults, and we did an adult program. Eric Clapton back in 2019, I guess it was, Hans.
Last year, John, February 23rd, 2000.
Yeah, that's when we did. Yep, that's when we did the show. We got together to that, and then we did a show with the band, doing the band's music. And I know Hans has been involved with a number of those shows. Those are two that I had done, and I, you know, played some music and stuff beforehand. And then Hans decided to kind of get a bunch of people together from both of those bands, and you know, others that had, you know, done some shows with School of Rock, and form a band outside and just do it on our own.
Let me go to Hans for a second. So Hans, what kind of music do you guys play? And tell us a little bit about, because I'm going to go to Vincent next and talk about Homes for the Brave. But before we do that, let's get a little background on what kind of music you guys play. And tell us a little bit about the barn in Easton and how people can, it sounds like a secretive place. So we want the public to know, you know, how they can get there and watch you guys.
Well, hey, Matt, the name of our event on July 24th is called Barn Stock 21. It's our first Barn Stock event. We'll probably continue to have them thereafter. So thanks for asking, and thanks for having us on. Well, like John said, we played Eric Clapton songs together, then we played songs from the band together. Now, this was August last summer when we played that show featuring the band, and we loved it so much. We loved the music, and a few of us, John and me and Art in particular, we looked at each other and we go, we don't want this to come to an end. We want to honor this music and continue to play it. So then when the fall came around, we kind of got together and said, what are we going to do? And can we form a band? And we decided to do that. We had a few rehearsals. And then Art's property where we're playing has a barn. We turned the barn into a studio sometime in January or February. We have a beautiful studio right there at the barn. We have a great patio right outside the barn. And we have a beautiful hillside that can host a few hundred people. So that's what we decided this summer, to host a series of concerts in honor of veterans and in support of Homes for the Brave, where we think we can raise substantial money. We tried it last summer. We raised about 7,000. Wow. This year, we're already over 7,000 on our way to 20,000.
No
so,
kidding.
Matt, we are leveraging our love for playing music to honor the veterans. And I know on behalf of all of us, it is a great honor to do this with Vince and his organization. So we are thankful and grateful to Vince for every moment of his life working with veterans to help their lives be better. We're honored to be able to honor them and pay tribute to them through playing some music.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Now, Vince, you are in the band as well, or what?
Oh, no. Not even okay. Close, man. Not even close. That's beyond my scope of capabilities. But the band is outstanding. I've seen them a number of occasions. And most recently, by the way, they played the car show at Quarry Walk in Oxford. And it was a spectacular setting. And they just did an outstanding job.
That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about, you know, Homes for the Brave. And then we're going to take a quick break and come back and just ask a few more questions. But before we take a little break, I want you to give us some background on Homes for the Brave and how the money raised will, you know, what it will go towards.
Okay, well, Matt, Homes for the Brave opened in 2002. And we have three facilities right here in Bridgeport that serve men and women that are experiencing homelessness, and almost all of them are veterans. And we, in addition to our three facilities, by the way, our primary Homes for the Brave namesake facility is also our staff headquarters. It's right here on Park Avenue in Bridgeport. It has 42 beds. It also has a walk-in, drop-in veteran service center where we offer computer classes, job prep workshops, life skills seminars, therapy dog visits, and so on and so forth. And then we have, just 5 minutes away from here in the west end of Bridgeport, we have the first and only home in the state of Connecticut exclusively for female veterans and their young children. That has 14 beds. We have a young lady with a six-year-old little boy there right now, in fact. And then we have a 9-bed permanent house in the Black Rock section of Bridgeport. We have a clinical program that began in 2019. We have a wonderful clinical psychologist by the name of Dr. Stephanie Lynham, and she has a great deal of expertise in PTSD and in overcoming addictions and treating both of those, which are both pretty common in our facilities.
So it's a nationwide organization?
No, Matt. This is our three facilities are all right here in Bridgeport, and we are a Connecticut business and organization, and this is what, you know, so we're relatively young and it's just incredible work.
It's local here. That's great.
Yes sir.
Yeah, so because you're in the backyard of New York City, Fairfield County, so you know, this is why I asked, because a lot of people would think, oh, you know, the funds are going distributed all over America, but you're actually a local organization for veterans.
Yes, indeed.
That is just great. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back, chat a little bit more about this musical event and, you know, all the different classic rock bands that are going to be covered. It sounds really cool. So we want to come back and get a little more info so people can find out how they can get tickets and have a great time coming up at the end of this month at the barn. And so hang on, guys. We're going to be right back right after this.
The Reading Beer Company is open. Check out a variety of all the usual suspects of independent craft beer, from the American Wheat Ale and East Coast IPA to great specials like Connecticut Porter and Reading Ole Ale. Order online at readingbeer.com. At Reading Beer Company, their mission is to make exceptional classic and historic beer and ales. The Reading Beer Company, 7 Main Street, Reading.
Need a new roof? Rick's Main Roofing LTD is a family-owned and operated business specializing in all types of residential and commercial roofing and offering 24-hour emergency service.
Rick's Main Roofing is GAF Master Elite and Master Select Certified, providing service for Fairfield and Westchester counties.
Call today to schedule a free appointment at 203-838-5858.
How about a great sandwich for lunch or a delicious breakfast and cup of coffee? Check out Francesca's Cafe and Grill right on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Sergio does it all, from Italy to Norwalk, from coffee to cannolis. Francesca's is truly a piece of Italy right in the heart of Norwalk. Check out their great menu at francescasdeli.com.
This is Homestead of Brave CEO Vince Santilli inviting you to help homeless veterans at the Step Out for the Brave 40,000 Step Challenge. Between Saturday, August 7th and Sunday, August 15th, this fun event takes place wherever you live. Take one step or up to 40,000 for each of the homeless veterans across our country. The kickoff event is at Webster Bank Arena on August 7th. Register now for just $40, plus you get an event shirt. Sponsorships are available. Visit homestothebrave.org. That's homestothebrave.org.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. Having a family get-together or need to feed the working crew, JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
Who knew the sleepy suburbs would be so popular? You're listening to The City's Backyard.
We're in the backyard of Fairfield County talking to the guys from Gold Dust and also Vince from Homes for the Brave, which is a local organization. And we were talking to Vince before we took a quick break about, you know, where the funds would go for this concert. John, again, how do people buy tickets for July 24th? What time is the event and how long?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually a free event. We do ask that people go on to the website, and I'll have Vince talk about where people can go and donate. But it is a free event, so you know, join us and make a donation. There'll be a way to make cash donations at the event as well. Again, tell me if I'm getting this address right, Hans, 399 Center Road in Easton.
It is.
And it's 4 to 9 p.m. So we actually have the School of Rock All-Stars warming up. I'm not sure they shouldn't be going second, but, they are always a fantastic musical experience. That is the School of Rock Kids All-Star. And there, my kids have been in the house band.
Are you trying to say that they're better than Gold Dust, John?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that, but you know,
but they're close.
Don't be surprised if they are. Let's just say that they're fantastic musicians.
Hey, Matt, awesome. They may have the musical advantage, but we have the entertaining advantage.
Yeah. Right. Now, should people bring a cooler or like what's going on with the beverages and food? I mean, you know, chairs. Do people need to bring their own chairs? You know,
all of those things. Yes. There really won't be concessions. It's at someone's house. We might bring a pizza truck in if we can manage that. But, you know, we fully encourage everybody to bring their own food and beverages and chairs and blankets, et cetera.
Now, Vince, what if it rains? What's going to happen with this event?
Well, we're going to pray. We're going to pray rigorously, Matt, that it does not rain. And I think if it rains, we would then. And by the way, this band has pulled something similar off in monsoon like conditions on May 30th. And but we are hoping for just a beautiful day, which was the case last August. And it was awesome to see because, you know, people were sitting on blankets and had their lawn chairs with them and were able to just relax and spread out and just enjoy a terrific performance.
So as long as there's no thunder and lightning, you know, the event will go on, basically.
That's the plan.
We do have tentative plans for a rain date the next day on the 25th.
Where can people get this info? Through Facebook or Vince, do you have a website?
Of course. It's www.homestothebrave.org. And certainly you can contribute on that website as well. And information on the event is posted on the site. And certainly I know Gold Dust, I think, has some that they are circulating things via social media as well. And we're just expecting a magnificent day.
And Hans, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly because it's a tricky name. What is it, Dutch?
Danish.
So what instrument do you play?
I am a bass player.
Aha. And, you know, did you know that John, when we had him on the debut of the City's Backyard YouTube channel that he was talking that the band was considering maybe changing the name. Are you aware of this? I mean, I like the name Gold Dust.
Well, Matt, legend has it that the first bourbon distillery in the state of Connecticut dates back to 1700s in Easton, Connecticut, and it was called the Gold Dust Distillery.
No way.
So, yeah, so that is where our name comes from.
I think it's a great name, by the way.
Good. Thank you.
It doesn't mean that we don't play Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, well, that becomes one of our theme songs. And we also, besides John being our front man, we have a fabulous front woman, too. And that allows us to mix up the type of music that we can play.
Who is your front woman? We'd like to know who she is.
Leela.
And does she have a great voice?
Oh, you bet she does.
Yeah. So how many people are in the band, John?
Boy, how many are in there now, Hans? Eight?
Nine? Eight or nine. Yep.
Wow. This is like a big band here. You know, what are you guys, the Moody Blues?
Yeah, we have violin. We have several guitars, drums, two keyboard players, a couple of singers. We spread the wealth.
So you're covering a lot of classic rock, right?
A lot of classic rock. The band Fleetwood Mac, some Bob Dylan, Clapton, Little Feat, Tom Petty. We kind of, there are some deep tracks in there, but you know, a lot of stuff people will be familiar with, and just really fun music for all of us.
So this is July 24th, 4:00. You said, right?
Yep, 4:00.
And Hans, what's the address again of this barn in Easton?
399 Center Road, Easton. And the barn is located right on the side of the road with a nice little dirt road that extends from there. So that's what allows us to have parking. It's a beautiful property, Matt, and it's going to be a great It's a great place to have a really fun show. So we're very excited about this.
Vince, any final comments as we wrap up the podcast about Homes for the Brave and this event with the band Gold Dust, raising money for your local chapter here in Fairfield County?
Well, Matt, we couldn't be more grateful to Gold Dust and its members to utilize their talents and to really vigorously advocate for our organization. And we are continually adding to our programming. So this is just so helpful for us because finances are always a challenge. And I should also point out, by the way, that Hans is a very committed and dedicated veteran of the United States Air Force. And a couple of other band members as well are U.S. military veterans. And so we salute them and we thank them.
Just a big thanks to all three of you guys and the rest of the band, Gold Dust, for stepping up and raising money for a great organization right here in Connecticut, Homes for the Brave. So thanks, Vince, Hans, and John for being in the city's backyard.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it.
And Matt, all of us at Homes for the Brave could not be more grateful and thankful. We appreciate being here.
Matt, thanks very much. We love playing music, but we love more leveraging it in support of Vince and his organization, Homes for the Brave. Thank you, Matt, for having us on.
That puts a wrap on another edition of The City's Backyard, a podcast with Matt, the Z-Man Zayco. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.